Why would God create unreached people that he knew would never know the gospel? Would they go to hell? The answer to the last one is easier than the first. The answer to the second, would they perish in hell? Yes, according to the Bible. It would say yes. Whenever the question comes, why God, it is my responsibility never to start guessing on why God would do something and say, here's the reason why. I could tell you my opinion of that, but I want you to know this, that would God create unreached people that he knew would never know the gospel? Well, apparently he does know. He knows all things. See, people who say the foreknowledge of God means that he looked beforehand and he saw what man was going to do, and therefore he chose to do this because he saw what we were going to do. I wouldn't buy that. It's not biblical. That's suggesting that there was a time where God didn't know and he had to wait to see what we were going to do to decide what he was going to do. If that be the case, he's not all-knowing. He wouldn't be God. So apparently, yeah, he would know everything, even those that weren't. Did he create him for that reason? Why would he do it? Well, I don't want to give the exact, because the Bible doesn't say, here is why, except for his own glory. That's all we know. But that didn't answer your question, whoever's asking it. It doesn't answer. But I can come up with a scenario that would make me understand why God might do that. This is not from the Bible. But if I had to rationally say, oh, well, what could be a reason? And if I can come up with a reason that says, well, that could be a reason, and even an appropriate reason, that I'm sure in God's world, remember the blackboard, all the eternal goes forever and ever and ever, the knowledge of God, then I trust there are reasons that I don't know about. But here would be my answer to that. Let me ask you this. Is God a loving God according to the Bible? Yes. Is God a fair God according to the Bible? Yes. And we can talk about all the one. Is he a God of wisdom? Yes. And so forth and so on and so on. All right. There's the description of God. Incredible. Imagine that you know somebody and that person is the most brilliant person. He is the most attractive person. He's the most talented, or she's the most this, the most great. Just all this on and on and on. Would you be attracted to that person? Yes, you would. You would be attracted to that person. Now, let me ask you this. If that person were all of those things, but also at the same time, or let's say a different person was all of those things, but also was forgiving to you when you didn't deserve it, showed, incredible kindness to you that you never deserved, went to extremes to sacrifice for your own good. Which of those two would you love the most? And we'd all agree, the one that made the sacrifice for me, that forgave me, not the person that was just a wonderful, brilliant person. It's all about glory. Well, according to the Bible, God does all things for his glory. Does he have the right for that? Yes, he does. He's God. It's not a selfish, inappropriate thing. He is worthy of all glory. So, think of this. If God had never, ever saved man, would God still be a forgiving God? If he'd never forgiven anybody, would he still be a forgiving God? Yes or no? Important question. Yeah, he'd still be a forgiving God. But we wouldn't know him as a forgiving God. God would be the same today, yesterday, and forever. He wouldn't change if he's God. If God had never shown mercy to mankind, to those to whom he did, let me ask you, would God still be a merciful God? Yeah. If there had never been lost people, which this question would suggest that he could have done away with ever having lost people, it would have been a done deal and everybody would go to heaven. Well, everyone would know God as a brilliant God. We'd know him as a God of wisdom. We'd know him as a God of creativity. We'd know him a lot. But you know what we'd never know him as? We'd never know him as a God of forgiveness, because he would have never had to forgive anybody. We'd never know him as a grace-oriented God. He'd never had to show grace. And the story goes on. which one would we give more glory to? If my intention, if I were God, to say I want to bring glory to myself appropriately, then what better way? Well, he's going to have people who do and who don't, or there would be no grace. There would be no forgiveness. And therefore, I can come up with a reason that it would bring more glory to God. Now, does that make it feel good to me? No. But maybe that's the answer. But the better answer to the question, why would God create unreached people that he knew would never know the gospel? I don't know. I don't know if the Bible really speaks to it or addresses it. But it's a good question, all right? Very good question.